Okay, we're live again. Round 14 this week. It's been a fucking hectic 24 hours, hasn't it, mate? We're back again. We're on a 20-4 best bet run, which is absolutely ridiculous. Obviously 6-4 last week, but we were 15-0 before then, so we've been absolutely smashing it in the NRL. But there is bigger news going on at the moment. Obviously, if you've followed us for a while, you've noticed that our page or our group has been deleted by Facebook, Zuck the Cuck. We've started up a new one, guys. In the meantime, just in case we can't get the old one reinstated, so if you're in the old group, head to the link in the post just above us and join the new group. It's going to be run exactly like the old one. It's just going to be starting from the bottom again.
Yeah, it has been a crazy fucking few hours. Last night, just brushing my teeth friendly, just, you know, about to go to sleep. Long day, and then get back to my phone and it's gone mental, and I've got a million messages from people saying the group's gone, and people even trying to call me on Facebook. You sent me a message, code red. And I mean, this happened to us. We're not panicking.
6 months ago?
No, a year ago, I reckon.
Maybe a year ago,
we had a Facebook page. We didn't start with a group. So we started the tripod like just over 2 years ago. We started with season 2015, just posting tips on a Facebook page. And that started with like zero likes and then slowly built up. And within, I think, like 15 months, there was about 7,000 likes. And we didn't really even know we were doing anything wrong. But I mean, Facebook will hit us with all these bullshit claims of like community standards
Whatever the fuck they...
Yeah, restricted content, things like that. The truth is, as you all know, there is plenty of betting content on Facebook, but it's just that they have the monopoly over it, and they want you to pay like six-figure kind of advertising contracts with them to actually use sponsored links and to post betting content. And a lot of the big betting companies do that, and we're in no position to do that.
We don't have that sort of mauler, so.
So we got our page deleted for at 7,000 likes, and we decided we might try a group, and maybe we'd be like... We'd escape the evil eye of Zuckerberg.
Which we did for a while.
And the group, and then we had some issues with the group with some posts getting deleted. And we found that like any time we tried to link like to betting sites or something, it was getting like caught out. So we've tried to like make the group as user friendly as possible, as like useful for everyone who follows. And I don't think we're alone. I think that like Facebook done some type of sweep and like busted a bunch of groups, just like lads just having a crack, giving out tips. Facebook
tends to do it.
Yeah, trying to absolutely monopolize it. So the most important thing, if you're following us, and most people watching probably have been in the group already, is to join the new group.
Yep.
Now, we've also had our account suspended, so that's why the group only has one member, because we can't actually accept members. But after tomorrow, we'll be able to approve members. We're appealing the old group.
Yep.
If we get it back, that's sweet. If we don't, we rebuild. Rebuild that.
Exactly. And sorry if we haven't been responding to you. Like Jacob said, we have received a block. His is only for 24 hours, so he'll be back up and at him tomorrow. But I will be, I'm off for 7 days. People are saying the link doesn't work. Don't tell me they're taking down the new group already. Anyway, the main thing is we're not going anywhere, guys. Whether the old group gets deleted or not, we will be back with another one. So they're not going to keep us down.
If the link isn't working, the group is called Tripod New Group. Okay,
yep,
and we'll probably fix the link or at least put the title in if we can't. But yeah, we will rebuild then.
Yep, absolutely.
We will. They can't keep us down. We just keep having a crack and we'll do it for the boys. So the other way to follow us in the short term is go to our website. So www.tripodbetting.com. So we'll be posting on there. So tomorrow we'll still post best bets for this round of NRL. And I mean, I don't see a heap of value. I feel like it's a bit of a dog.
I don't mind it. Yeah. So
we'll talk about the round in a minute.
Go to the website, like you said, tripodbetting.com. Click on the best bets tab. That's where you'll find all the best bets, obviously. If you want to get an email sent to you every week with all our best bets, just click on the newsletter tab. Put your email in there and you'll get it straight to your inbox. And you'll also get info just in regards to our new group. If the new one gets shut down or whatever's happening, you'll get info through the email as well. But we'll try and post updates on the website as well.
Someone said just ditch Facebook altogether. And actually, we've been discussing that today. Like, you know, we all know that an app is the future and that also costs a shitload of money.
Yeah, it does,
actually.
And
takes a lot of time. And we put as much time and money as we can into this thing, but that's actually saying that,
We're looking into it. One day in the future, the tripod will be an app.
The more that we can grow, it means the more that we can do for you guys. So we appreciate everyone that follows and everyone that spreads the word. And I'm sorry that, you know, it's a tough few hours with no forum. I mean, what is life when you can't go on the forum?
It's been boring.
Get more tips. We've got French Open.
I don't know what to do.
We're missing out on French Open tips. We've got NRL this
and
weekend.
And it's a fucking loaded slate of French Open matches tonight as well.
We've got NRL and AFL games tomorrow night. We've got grand final rematch. But look, for the people that don't care that much about the group. We're going to preview the rounds, and we're going to tell you how to make money. As Alex said, I mean, we've won 20 out of our last 24, supposedly 50-50 line bets. But we're crushing the bookies and showing that we can find value and we can find bets that aren't 50-50. We've won at around 68% on the season. We would have, coming into the season, we would have been happy to hit at 60%, but we've honestly just crushed it. And we want to keep that going. I mean, even last week, we went 0-3 on the Warriors game, lost all three, had the Warriors, plus 2.5. Everyone told us it was a shit bet. Everyone ragged us, but honestly, they're losing by 2 points with the ball with 2 minutes to go.
Yeah.
They drop it, and the Eels score a try they didn't even score, and we lose. But that just summed up that game. But to go 0-3 in that game and still win the round 6-4, we gave out a 12-1 multi, $12.60. It was paying on Sunday. We went 3-1 on our Sunday plays. And we also showed the value of getting a good line because we had the Raiders plus 1.5, and as you all know, it was an absolutely cracking game. Me watching it, honestly, I feel like the Raiders should have won that game by 2 tries, and I feel like dropping the ball and conceding a 70-meter try right before halftime was gut-wrenching. They do come all the way back and get to extra time, and when Cherry kicked that field goal, no one was cheering louder than me.
Yeah, because
we had plus 1.5.
That's what you want.
A lot of punters in the group didn't get on at plus 1.5. They got them at, like, Pick'em just to win the match. They lose that one. So this is why you want to listen to the pod. You want to get in early, get the best line. It does make the difference between winning and losing.
Absolutely. Let's get stuck into the round, mate. Thursday night, grand final rematch. Sharks hosting the Storm. It's line sitting around Pick'em and 32.5 the total.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracker. So, it is. Like, you know, you can only, like, naturally think about what happened in the grand final. I kind of throw out the earlier rematch this year because it was like, it's going to be raining this week, but it was absolute quagmire. And as you know, I think it was
9-2.
How long was it? 0-0 all? Or it was 2-0. Yeah. It was 2-0 in that game for like 65 minutes. It was just crazy. And the Sharks get a late try and end up winning 9-2.
Late penalty as well.
But that was a crazy game. But if we do look at how these teams are different from last year, I mean, the Storm have got back Billy, and Billy's playing house down, and he's fit as a fiddle.
He should be playing Origin.
And look, now they've literally, they haven't had their strongest team all season, the Storm, like whether it was Bromwich breaking his thumb in the first round, Slater didn't play the first few weeks, obviously missed blokes like Kronk and Smith in Origin, and then Smith didn't back up last week, and then Jay Brom did coke, Harris didn't start, and they just haven't quite had, Munster broke his jaw, but this is the strongest team that the Storm can put on the park this week. You look at the Sharks, strong side, yeah, sure, but I just feel like blokes, they're still doing a job, like blokes like Paul Gallen and Luke Lewis, but they're not getting any younger, and I don't see them as match winners. Like, yeah, Wade Graham, Jack Bird,
they do
and Valentine Holmes, they are match winners, no doubt. I'm not going to write off the Sharkies. They're a good side. They're going to be hard to beat. But the fact is, the Storm are the better side, to me, in my eyes, significantly. We underrated the Storm earlier this year, but I've got to admit now, there's no doubt in my mind it's a top four side. The Sharks have been playing great footy, but, you know, yeah, they don't have Mick Ennis from last year. They don't have Ben Barber. They're not quite. They didn't really add anybody this year, like significant. Storm's a better side. We've already given out a best bet. Storm plus half a point in the first half.
That's a great
bet. Which is a great bet because it's going to be very low scoring. It's going to be wet. And the Storm's probably the slight favourite in this game. And you're getting plus half. So you only lose that if they're losing.
Exactly.
I probably want to take the Storm at Pick'em at full time as well.
I agree, and you can still find, I think, I've seen the Storm, plus 1.5 for the full game this morning. I don't know how much it's moved since then.
Slightly juiced, but I've seen it too.
I totally agree with you. I think the Storm are the better side, and we've ragged on the Storm for a number of years, saying how much of a public team they are. But I mean, they've got their back line is absolutely awesome. Obviously, forward pack very solid as well. But I like the spot as well. The Sharks, you know, coming off that Origin, big Origin win pretty much. You know, they had, what, 5 players playing Origin. And then off the bye week, you know, they're probably celebrating after Origin, a bit lackadaisical in training. Whereas I think the Storm come out hungry here. I think that the better side, you know, they just have Kronk, Smith, you know, Slater, in a wet weather game, they're just far too solid.
Make no mistake, look, the bye is worth something. The bye might be worth at least 1 point in footy. So they're a rested side.
I think the Storm
having played Friday night against the Knights, they're not going to be too worn out.
It's a training run.
And it was literally a training gallop for them as well. And Smithy sat out, so he's fresh as well.
Exactly. And what I like, I guess, we like betting on teams that have had, you know, a massive loss, you know, it was just got blown out the week before and then have a bye. It's like then they come back hungrier. Mm. But what did the Sharks have? They had a 9-8 win over the Dogs. You know, that's a bit of a high. And then you go into Origin as well. That's another high. And then you have the bye week. I just think, you know, off two, you know, big victories like that, are the players a little bit, you know.
So we're definitely in agreement that the Storm, the class of the Storm, and you mentioned the outside backs, they're fucking sensational.
Yeah, I know.
Like Vinamalo and Addo Carr playing the house down, and Billy, as we said. Their talent and their ability outweighs home field advantage, which isn't that great at Shark Park, and the bye. And, of course, revenge factor. You got revenge for the grand final.
Double
and you got revenge for the fact that the Sharks won down in Melbourne earlier this year.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that's going to be a best
bet. We like
the Storm.
And I've seen a few comments, obviously, people saying the link's not working in the post. We will try and fix it after the pod.
Tripod,
we'll have a
new group.
Yeah,
search
just maybe
it.
Search
only got, like, one
it.
Member, so search down for groups with the name Tripod, you'll find it.
Yep. Next up, Friday, we've got the Seagulls, -13.5 points, hosting the Knights, 41.5 the total.
Yeah, the Knights tried hard against the Storm, but the Storm was ruthless and at home, and they never really stood a chance. And we won a best bet in that game too. Knights under 2.5 tries, they only got one. You know, they still persist with not picking Hodkinson. They still don't have Jamie Vidura.
He's on the bench this one, but
only the extended bench though. So, you know, still might not play. Look, the Seagulls are a ruthless side, and, you know, very impressive win to beat the desperate Canberra Raiders side. They hung in there tough. They're missing arguably their best player in Tom Trbojevic.
Yep.
I mean, DCE and Jake Trbojevic are both, you know, guns
DC's
players as well.
Had an incredible
season. It's a good
season,
team. It's a balanced side for sure. And they're probably going to get the win here. But I'm not interested in laying 13.5 points with the side that, you know, doesn't have a heap of backline weapons without Tommy. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Achille Uwate wants to prove a point and bags a couple of meat pies. But in saying that, the Knights do give you effort every week. I feel like the bookmakers have this line about right. I don't have a play on this game.
Yeah, I feel like it's just slightly too high. I looked at the weather report. It's meant to be raining in Sydney pretty much Thursday through to next Tuesday. Wet weather seems like a high total to me, 41.5 points. My issue with taking the Knights plus 13.5 is I just don't know if they can even score two tries. So my play in this one, I think, is a Manly team total under. I think the line is slightly too high. I think the total's slightly too high. And, you know, asking Manly to score, you know, what are we going to get, 26
like
something
20,
like that?
Yeah, 28.
Yeah, so scoring that many points in the wet is going to be tricky. Tom Trbojevic is named, but honestly, I don't know if he's going to play or not. I think this is the perfect letdown spot. Manly, massive win over the Raiders last week. You know, Raiders came all the way back. They're winning Golden Point. Now they have to go and play the Knights, you know. I don't know if it's very easy to get up for a Knights game. You've got the bye next week. They might take this one a little bit lightly and win by 6 or 10 points, you know.
They might do, but, you know, they finally got a win at Lotto Land last week. And, you know, they do consider themselves a top 8 side. And you have to be taking care of business in games like this. And I do feel like the Seagulls definitely win.
I think
I agree with you. I would rather take Seagulls under 26.5 points than take the Knights plus 13.5.
Totally agree.
The Seagulls can defend.
Yeah.
They really can.
Totally agree. This should be a good one. Broncos, -12 points, hosting the Rabbits, 42.5 the total.
And, you know, we played the Rabbits against the Broncos only about 5 or 6 weeks ago on a Friday night, and we were getting like 6.5. We didn't know that Adam Reynolds was going to be scratched, and once that line was at over double digits.
Yeah, 10.5 or something.
But in the end, the Rabbits should have won. I think it came down to a field goal off a Milford knock-on, and I mean, and there was a bullshit
couple of bullshit calls in that one.
As well, the Rabbits were really hard done by. And the Rabbits are a solid team. I'm looking at the Rabbits again.
Yeah.
As much as the Broncos are solid, and it was a great effort to come back against the Roosters, who, and we'll speak about later, might be the best team in the comp right now. The Broncos are very well balanced. They've got all the Origin guys back, even the MILF, of course. And, you know, they could easily get the win at home.
Yep.
But it's just a lot of points for a Rabbits side that does have a bit of talent. My issue with the Rabbits is, like, I don't know why they're persisting with Cody Walker at fullback.
Sutton's kicking game is garbage.
And he's won them games from the 5-8 position. Alex Johnston is a very good fullback.
Agreed.
An elite fullback. He's kind of wasted on the wing.
Yep.
And Sutton is wasted at 5-8.
He's
useless.
He should.
Puts a lot of pressure on Adam Reynolds. Adam Reynolds is a bit of the forgotten man of this season. We said coming into the year he's going to be one of the stars of the league. He's just had so many injuries and stuff, and, you know, his team's had mixed form as well. But, you know, this could be a game where they stay at their mark. I wonder if how mentally strong the Rabbits are. You can kind
That's
of see them folding. So I would be definitely looking at some first half
if
plays.
If we can get
the Rabbits,
plus
can they come out
six,
strong?
Plus six in the first half. Or sometimes they even hang like a +6.5 with
Bookies
being
I
silly.
Love
but
that.
Yeah, the spot I like. I mean, you got the Broncos. You know, obviously coming off a tough Origin period, plus they had a grinding game against the Roosters as well. Whereas, you know, you look at the Bunnies, they're off the bye. Not only off the bye, they played the week before on a Friday, so they got max rest until this
one. And not one Origin player.
Not one Origin player. Plus, they're off a loss, I think, against the Eels 2 weeks ago. Plus, just an absolute maximum 2 weeks rest. I think, you know, if you're catching a 12.5, I think you almost have to take it.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, like another one that you could look there is maybe like a Broncos team total under or something. It is a high total, even though it's, you know, nice weather. But it's just a tough period there, like just so many brutal matches, a brutal Origin game, and then a brutal game against the Roosters. It takes its toll on your forwards, you know?
Yeah.
Saturday, early game, we got the Titans hosting the Warriors. Titans are 2.5-point favourites, 43.5 the total.
And I'll be there, bro.
Yeah.
Kia ora. Yeah. In the way supporters
den. You're going to have the Warriors
and jersey maybe they'll get their first win in Australia this season. How fucked up is that? This team was one of the favourites to win the comp. It's the National Rugby League, as in the nation of Australia. That's where this competition is played. They haven't won a game in Australia, and they keep doing their best not to win. I mean, look at the, we didn't take them against the Panthers, but I was kind of regretting it when they were up 28-6. Like, oh man, the Warriors finally putting it together. No, they managed to blow that one.
Yep.
You know, this Parramatta side was a mash unit. They come all the way back to down 2 points with 10 to go. They should have won that game by 2 tries, but no, they managed to fuck that one up. And not only that, they can't even cover plus 2.5. So cheers, Warriors. I think we're taking them again. We've already actually gave it out last week at +2.5 because we felt like that was a lot of points.
And it's fucked.
And even after a shit performance, that line hasn't moved. So
and you know, even after Pete and Hayne getting included, it's still 2.5, which shows you that it was a pretty
good
bet.
So once we make an early play, we can't really back away from it anyway. So we're taking the Warriors. Now, I don't really believe in trends and stuff, but I don't know if you knew this, but the Warriors have never lost. At Seabus Stadium. They love,
and they're 12 like, out of 13.
Yeah, 12 and 13 all time against the Gold Coast Titans.
Oh, that 12 out of 13.
Yeah, 12 out of 13. So they do kind of own the Titans, and the Titans will know that. If anything, those factors might mean that the Titans are extra motivated. But I think the Warriors, like, have to, you know, Kearney's come out today saying he's sticking loyal with his side, which some people could say, why would you stick with a team that's been a piece of shit all season? But you know, they've shown flashes again.
I know.
They were good for 15 minutes against Parra. Like, we just honestly don't even need 80 minutes out of this side. But, I mean, if you can get 60 minutes out of this side, they can hang with any team in the comp.
Totally agree.
They just need to win. They are full strength. They're fully healthy. Blokes like Solomon Akata is back. They've got the New Zealand spine. I mean, I'm almost breaking down this game pleading. Because the talent is there. The talent is there.
They are way more talented than the Titans.
Yeah, and the Titans, like, the Titans' outside backs, apart from the guy in the number one jersey, but Hayne hasn't played fullback all season, so we'll see how he goes.
I actually like
fullback.
Him better at fullback.
Yeah, well, he is dangerous at fullback, but the other outside backs, it is, you know, slightly grim. I'm not really a huge Conrad Harrell fan, and I mean, the Don is all right, but it's just not the, you know, Will Zillman on the wing, I think. You know, he's probably past it at this point. I think the Warriors' outside backs have it all over him.
Yep.
I think the Warriors can absolutely match him in the forwards, and the Warriors will have a stronger bench too. And, I do look to blokes like Kieran Foran and Sean Johnson, blokes that have won World Cups, to get on top of Ash Taylor and Kane Elgee, as much as those blokes are young, talented blokes. I have to believe the Warriors win this game.
Fucking oath, it's an absolute must-win for them. I mean, Jesus Christ, they've put in decent performances, but fuck, they've let us down a fair bit this year, and people keep bagging us out for betting on the Warriors, but to be honest with you, I think we've maybe bet them like 10 out of the 13 rounds, and we've gone like 5-5 off those.
We have.
It just seems way worse, because when you do bet on them, and they fuck up.
We took them against the Eels a few weeks ago, not last week, but a few weeks ago in New Zealand,
and
they
won
that
one.
We took them against the Titans in New Zealand, they did win that one by more than 6 points, or by 6 points.
Took
them against against Melbourne, down in Melbourne, and everyone said they got no chance. They could have won that game, they only lost by about 6 or 8 points. We had like +12.5. You know, took them down in Canberra, and they were winning that game with 20 minutes to go, and we'd lose that one by half a point. So they've covered,
they are the much better team here. They have to fucking win it, and we're catching 2.5 points, and I think we played a first half play as well. We're catching, 1.5 at half time. They have to win this one. This is the week. The Warriors will win.
And someone said the Warriors are overrated. I don't think they are overrated anymore. I think every punter hates the Warriors. And we've got people, you know, we can gauge in our group, like, which teams are overrated. And there's teams that people just assume will win. And the Storm were a bit like that earlier in the year.
Yeah.
And then people kind of got brought back to earth when they had a game where they only scored 2 points, or they had a game where they conceded 38 to the Titans.
It's the same thing, like, with the Panthers, you know. Obviously, they started the season, they were premiership favourites. And then they, like, you know, they were so shit over that first 8 weeks.
And they were overrated, and we took the Dragons.
But the thing is, yeah, after that 8 weeks, people were like, oh, the fucking Panthers are overrated, yeah. But at that point, they've lost so many already that they're actually underrated. Everyone's fucking jumping off the bandwagon.
And so,
so
we bet on the Panthers last week and 38-0 winners. And we won our 13-1 multi with them as well. So you've got to look to the ugly duckling sometimes, and that is definitely the Warriors.
That's right.
This one.
Yeah, we like to go against the public most of the time, and the public does not like the Warriors, that's for sure. So we're halfway through. I don't really know.
I think once again, if the link's not working, we've got a new group. We don't know if we're going to get the old one back, but the new group is called Tripod New Group. So search that one. Jump in the group once we get our bans restricted, because our accounts are frozen at the moment.
Can't reply to your messages or anything.
From tomorrow, we'll be posting and we'll be running that group just like the old one. If we get the old one back, sweet. If we don't, we rebuild.
Yep, that's it. Panthers hosting the Raiders. Well, not technically hosting, it's a neutral venue, but they're 2.5-point favourites. 42.5 the total. They're playing in Bathurst.
In Bathurst. A slight advantage still to the Panthers, I would
definitely say.
Yeah, it's a really tough game because both these sides are like very talented sides. Raiders very unlucky not to win against Manly, honestly.
Yep.
And the only side I could look in this one is the Raiders, but I don't really want to take on this red-hot Panthers side finding form. And the fact that
Shannon Boyd's a big
Shannon loss. Boyd being out for the Raiders is just enough to keep me off them. I do think the bookies have this one right. I think two teams pretty evenly matched. Slight advantage to the Panthers being at home and with Shannon Boyd out.
Yeah, totally agree. I can't play either side. Like you said, Shannon Boyd out is a massive out for the Raiders, so I can't play them, and they're off, you know, a pretty phony loss last week against Manly where they should have won, so I don't want to play the Raiders off a loss, but I can't play against the Panthers either because they're a confidence team. They're coming off a massive win. But I'll tell you what I do like in this one. Both teams are pretty desperate. I mean, the Panthers are still outside the eight. Raiders have lost a few in the last few weeks. Both teams absolutely desperate. Neutral venue, I do think playing the unders on a neutral venue is a good trend. It's tougher to kick conversions, just you're unfamiliar with the surroundings, unfamiliar lights, that sort of thing, harder to catch bombs and that sort of stuff. Plus there's rain forecast. 42.5 is high, and I'll tell you why it's high, because people see the Panthers as this high-flying, high-scoring team, and the same as the Raiders, but that Raiders defense is underrated, I think. I think 42.5 in wet weather is super high for two desperate teams.
Yeah, when I see two teams that I think are both really good play each other, and they both need to win the game, then I kind of handicap the game as if it's a finals game, and you do think it'll go under, but the issue is, can any teams put on points like the Panthers and the Raiders? They've got some weapons in the back line. Maybe first half under as well. You'd easily get 20.5 points in the first half.
Yep.
And it could open up a little bit. But you're right, teams start to come out and feel out the new surroundings, and they want to establish their defense first.
I think, they'll come out a little bit conservative because it is, it really is a must-win for both teams in this one. Another neutral venue game this week, we've got the Eels plus 1.5 points against the Cowboys, 39.5 the total, and I mean the Eels technically at home, but they're playing in Darwin, which I think favours the Cows.
And I would lean to the Cows in this one. There's revenge factor as well, because they got spanked by the Eels up in Townsville a few weeks ago.
Yes.
No JT. I really don't expect to see JT in this
one. Me neither. Do you expect to see Norman playing though? That's the question.
I don't expect to see Norman
either.
And I do think the Cowboys have been able to name a pretty strong side. It's pretty much their strongest side without obviously losing Scott earlier this year and without JT. And the Eels, they also have a pretty strong side. Blokes like Bevan French are back now, Takarangi. I think even Jennings is back the side. So I'm like leaning to the Cowboys. But you're laying points with them, right?
You're laying 1.5. I don't know.
I guess the bookies are seeing it as kind of like a home field advantage playing in Darwin. I'm not sure if it is. The issue betting against the Eels, which we've done the last few weeks, we bet against the Eels with the Raiders, and we only just snuck home. We bet against the Eels with the Warriors. They just fight so bloody hard every week.
They do.
Like,
well coached.
You hate getting against them. Yeah, King Arthur is one of the best coaches in the league. Very underrated, I think. So I've got the lean to the Cows, but I just don't know if I really want to bet against the Eels, especially when you said there's like a slight chance that Norman could play.
Yeah, slight chance Norman plays. Well, I mean, they've both been named Thurston and Norman. I don't think either of them will play, to be completely honest, but I think, you know, this line is probably about fair. I think people see that Thurston's named, they think he may play, and I think, you know, the public rushes out to bet the Cows. But, you know, thinking that both of them aren't going to play, another one of those, you know, must-win games for both teams. I mean, the Cows have lost a few now without Thurston. They've gone, 4 weeks without him? This will be the 5th week, I think, possibly. Total, you know, if I can catch a 40 and a half, I'd look at playing the under as well. Another one of those absolutely neutral venue games. Slightly favours the Cows just from a geographical standpoint, but, you know, an absolute must win for the Eels and the Cows at a neutral venue, you know, around that 40 point seems pretty high to me without the two best attacking weapons on both teams. Sunday game, we got the Tigers plus 12 hosting the Roosters, 44 and a half the total.
Oh, I don't think I want any part of this game either. The Roosters, I think, is the best team in the comp right now. And they're fully healthy too. We've been able to bring Mitchell Pearce back into the side. And even though the Broncos made him sweat last week, they were too good for him.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just an absolutely loaded side. I mean, I really took notice at how hard they pushed a full-strength Raiders side when they were missing their best five players, basically, a couple Sundays ago. They're going to win this one. And I think the Tigers are the kind of team that, like, if things go their way, they can play good footy, but if they start getting strangled out of a game, things can get ugly. So I don't really want the plus 12 with the Tigers. I think the Roosters are pretty much a lock to win this one. But I'm not necessarily going to lay the 12 either, because the Tigers also, like, one of their strongest sides.
We rarely lay 12 points.
Yeah, so you've got... who's our boy, Lola Hare?
Yep.
Playing in the halves and, like,
we've always liked.
Underrated forward is back in the side as well. Plus Woodsy, Teddy, you know. Teddy playing against his new club.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I don't really have... I think the bookies also have this one right. Like, as I said before the round, I think, like, a lot of these games, they actually have got the lines pretty tight, so I don't think we're going to see as many best bets, but, you know, we still do like a few.
Yeah, that's right.
And I like others more than this one.
Yeah, sure. I do as well. I think the line's slightly high on this one. Look, Tigers at home, you know, catching two converted tries off a bye. I think a bye is probably worth 1 point in the NRL conservatively, especially when you compound it with the fact that the Roosters had a shitload of Origin players, mostly, you know, mostly forwards, but, you know, what do they have, six Origin players? Then they have to back up, play the Broncos in a pretty grueling game, you know, 18-16. And then they have to turn around and play again this week against the Tigers. Plus, rain forecast for this one. Rain is, you know, it's just sweeping through Sydney through the whole weekend. And I think once you get to Sunday and there's been a shitload of rain for four straight days, the pitch just gets soppy. It's really hard to make meters, and obviously playmaking suffers as well. So 44 and a half seems high. 12 seems high to me. So I'm looking at a Roosters under, team total under. But I know that the Tigers are the type of team to shit the bed in the second half. So if we can get, like, you know, maybe a Tigers handicap for the first half or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. You actually don't have to go too bad this season if you do bet on the Tigers in the first half. They've given a lot of good first half efforts. I mean, 44 and a half total, so they're expecting around 22 points in the first half.
In the
something
rain, that's
like
fucking high.
14-8 to the Roosters at halftime. So if you could get the Roosters under 14 and a half points in the first half, something
good.
Like that,
pretty
that
good.
Could be a really good way to look. Get
three,
a little bit,
three tries to
get
sink
a little bit cute.
Yeah, that's right. And then the Monday game, we've got the Bulldogs plus 6 hosting the Dragons, 39 and a half the total.
Do you know why it's a Monday game? Is it public holiday in New South Wales?
No.
Maybe someone can let us know, but that's kind of cool. More footy, spread the footy from Thursday to Monday, like the good old days.
5 days.
Monday footy, that's our cure for Monday-itis. And the only side I could possibly look to in this one is the Doggies, believe it or not. Off an embarrassing loss, this is now the strongest side that they could name with Reynolds back in the team. I just think this is their season, kind of like, you know, they won a few games people didn't expect last season. Earlier in the season, nobody really rated this team at all. They've also had a couple games where they've been fucking god awful. on the weekend and we went against them, but now I think Reynolds does make a big difference to this side. It's still a decent forward pack. And as much as we respect the Dragons, I mean, it's plus 6, and if we can get plus 6.5, I don't have to play the Doggies.
Yeah, I hate the Doggies, but if we can catch a plus 6.5, you have to do it. You know, Reynolds back is massive. The Bulldogs, it's a perfect spot. And I remember last time the Bulldogs got raped, and we couldn't bring ourselves to take them the next week. And what did they do? I think they beat the Raiders or something like that. They fucking covered anyway. So it's the perfect handicapping spot. The Bulldogs are pretty desperate. It's not like they're sitting pretty at the top of the ladder. They just got spanked. Contrast that to the Dragons. I know Widdup's back, obviously Dugan back now, so they're pretty much full strength. The Bulldogs made a couple of changes on the wing just after getting absolutely raped. I know Brenko Lee is one of their biggest, you know, offensive weapons. I think he's had most try assists, most line breaks, something like that for the Bulldogs. They've dropped him. They've dropped Kerrod Holland for better defense down that wing. So that'll lead to less points. And I think, you know, less points from the doggy standpoint, from attacking standpoint, but also better defense, less points scored by the Dragons. These are two dead nuts unders teams. Carrot Hole not kicking goals as well. That leads to an under. This has got underwritten all over it for me. I think 39.5 in the rain on a Monday when the doggies are going to be focusing on defense after getting their pants pulled down. You know, upgrading their squad from a defensive standpoint, this is a dead nut under for me.
I mean, the only kind of risk is that we're talking on a Wednesday about rain on a Monday, so nothing's kind of guaranteed. But yeah, you only could look to the under, and if we do like the Bulldogs, you could play a Dragons team under.
I love that.
A first half under. I do totally see what you're saying here. Two teams that actually can defend as well as anybody, like two, or probably top 10, top 8 defensive sides in the comp. And you're right, like, they're both going to be pretty desperate, I think, and they're the kind of teams maybe that like to strangle their opposition.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you can even get like a flat. You know, it might be asking too much, but like
20
a flat
points.
Four try line or something on the Dragons.
Oh yeah, I was thinking flat 20 in the first half.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. But we like the Bulldogs. If we can catch 6.5, and we really like the under and the Dragons team total under as well. They'll do it.
Yeah, that will do. I think we've gone over time, but
we need to fix the link. Sorry about
the
link.
Had to address it. So if you're trying to hit the link to the new group, we'll fix it now. But otherwise, just search Tripod New Group.
And we'll write that in there as well. I think we should probably do that. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll write that one in there. tell your mates. It'll be the best favour you're doing this weekend. You know, sad times for the group, but we will rebuild. We'll rebuild. We'll be back.
We'll
keep the money train going. You know, we've crushed the NRL. We're into round 14 now. We've had one losing week all season, and that was a week where we went 6-7 and 13 bets. That's our only losing
68%
week.
For the season on like 150 bets.
We really are killing the bookies, and I think I think we've won more than 50 more than we've lost on the season so far. So if you're chucking down $100 per best bet, you're up nearly $5,000.
Yeah,
and that's just risking $100 per game, and you know, the volume of bets that we're churning out, isn't much of a risk because you're winning more than you're losing every single weekend following us. So let's keep that going. Let's get the new group up and running again, and we start again.
We'll grow. All right,
guys. Thanks for tuning in.
See you next week, guys.